Don't listen to Moses nor Elias unless they're saying exactly the same thing that his son said. Yes, you can have fellowship with Moses and Elias. Brother and sister, we believe they're children of God, and we call them brothers in our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, we've got one elder brother. We've got one elder brother, and his name's Jesus Christ. You know, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Well, Esau was born first. Well, when you look at Esau, well, Esau was born first. He was born first here on the face of the earth. But the scripture teaches us that Jacob reached forth and took a hold of his heel. And he was given the name of Jacob, which is, if I understand it right, heel catcher. Heel catcher. Brothers and sisters, he was given the name of Jacob. As we look at the firstborn, we look at Jesus Christ. He's the firstborn. He's the firstborn. He's the first. He was the only begotten of the Father. There was no other son. And yet, all the children of God are born of God. How are they born of God? Through his son, Jesus Christ. The first man, Adam, was the first man, Adam, was a living soul. But the second man, Adam, was a quickening spirit. The scripture teaches us that the Father quickeneth them. He quickens the children. And the Son quicketh whom he will. Well, how does the Father quicken them? Through the Son. What's the will of the Son? To do the will of the Father. To give eternal life to as many as the Father. Now, I thought at one time the Father quickened them and the Son quickened whom he will. Well, is that different groups of people? No, it's the same ones. It's the same ones. The Father don't have a desire to quicken these people, and the Son to have a desire to quicken these people. The Father has a desire, and he does it through his Son, the Word of God. He quickens them all. The Son quickens whom he will, the will of the Father. That's what he come for. And we have that life. I want to turn over here to Luke, I believe it is. It may be right here in front of me if I can see it. 26. Yeah, Luke 14:26. It says, if any man come unto me, this is Jesus speaking, and he says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and his brethren and his sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Does that, you know, in the flesh, does that make sense? You know, the Lord tells us to love one another as I loved you. But yet he's telling his disciples, he said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and his brethren and his sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciples. You know, the Lord tells us to love one another as he loved us. Is this words contradictory one to another? You know, the Lord's saying this on one hand and he's saying that on the other hand. Yes, that's what he's doing, because it is on different hands, because it needs to be rightly divided. But he says he come not to save sinners. You know, he come not to save the righteous, but sinners unto repentance. Who is a sinner? He that hates his own life also. But the scripture teaches me that by nature, we're the children of wrath, even as others. By nature. By the way, why? Well, the creature, you go over to Romans 8, and it tells us the creature was made subject unto vanity. The creature was made subject unto those things he could see. The creature was made this way, not willingly, not that the creature had a desire to be made that way. And I'll tell you, the creature didn't have a desire to be made subject unto hope. But it was done according to him that made him. Not willingly, but by reason of him that created him. He made him this way. Why did he do it? And what does it do? You know, the scripture tells us, he told Rebekah here in the ninth chapter, he said the elder, talking about Esau, the elder shall serve the younger. Well, you know, Jesus Christ was the beginning of the creation of God. And brothers and sisters, he's the end. He's Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the firstborn, and he's the last. Brothers and sisters, you know, that seems impossible in one sense, but is it not so? Is he not the firstborn and the last? You know, all these things, the Lord tells us over in the 46th chapter of Isaiah, he said, I have declared it, I have spoken to it, I have declared the end from the beginning, and he said, I'll also bring it to pass. He said, I've declared it, he said, I'll also perform it, said, I'll bring it to pass. Well, is he not Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end? Has he not declared the end from the beginning? Has he not loved one? He said, I have loved. He didn't say, I'm going to love and I'm going to hate. He said, I have loved and I have hated. Before there was either one born. Brothers and sisters, what are you saying, David? Luke tells us here, except you hate your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your own children, and even your own life. If you don't hate it, you can't be my disciples. What was it that his disciples said when Jesus said, one of you shall betray me? And they begin to say, is it I? Is it I? You know, we look at King Saul. And King Saul was sent to battle. And King Saul came, and he was told to go. Samuel told him to go, but he was telling him according as God had told him to do. Samuel didn't take this on his own, but they sent Saul to battle. And he was told to go, and he was told to go and destroy all living. But brothers and sisters, when Saul came back, he come back, and he was boastful and proud. And what he said was, he said, I have done the commandment of God. And Samuel said to him, says, oh yes, says, what mean the blading of these sheep and these cattle? What mean the blading of these? In other words, he didn't kill all living, but he killed that he desired to kill. Brothers and sisters, he said, we have saved these that we might make sacrifice. Which is better, sacrifice or obedience? The scripture says obedience is better than sacrifice. Where we at? Obedience is better than sacrifice, brothers and sisters. You know, the Lord tells us to be obedient. Be obedient and then sacrifice. Is that not what Christ done? Be obedient and then sacrifice. We need to keep ourselves and we need to humble ourselves before God. Brothers and sisters, except we hate our own flesh, we cannot be his disciples. Do you not? If we're born of the Spirit, the Lord said, take up your cross. 27th verse, for whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, why can't you be his disciple? For which of you intendeth to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it, lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that beholdeth it shall begin to mock him. You know, this is a house that God has built. This is a house that God has built, and Christ is the very cornerstone of this house. And he's laid the foundations of the apostles, and we're founded on the apostles and on Christ. And brothers and sisters, we don't want to go to the left or the right, but we want to be right on that foundation. And Paul said, if any man come among you preaching another gospel which is not a gospel, he said, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. There's not but one gospel. There's not but one truth. Brothers and sisters, Paul said it this way. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. Brothers and sisters, I'll cry unto you the same thing. Follow me as I follow Christ. Follow any man here on the face of the earth as he followed Christ. And if he's not following Christ, what are you supposed to do? The Lord said, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. Hear ye him. If I'm following Christ, yes, follow me. But if I'm not, brothers and sisters, if you follow me, if we both fall in the ditch and you're on top of me, it's that much harder for me to get up. But if you will admonish me and rebuke me and come to me in brotherly love and saying, Brother David, I believe you're wrong. Help me see these things. Don't get on my back and hold me down where I can't see and you can't either. Moses and Elias was gone just like that. When Peter said what he did, they were gone. And they heard a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. Brothers and sisters, don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. Listen to these words that come out of my mouth. Listen to the words that come out of my mouth, and I'll tell you, if they don't go parallel with the words that come out of God's mouth, if they don't go parallel with the words that come out of Christ's mouth, brothers and sisters, I'm wrong, and you don't need to listen to me. Hear him. Hear him. Jesus Christ, you know, the law came by Moses, but Jesus Christ was full. He didn't have a little bit, he had it all. Jesus Christ was full of grace and truth. He didn't have a little bit of the truth. You know, he says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Brother, he's full. We don't, you know, you can go and you can find a little bit of truth down at this house down here. There's a bunch of houses called meeting houses or churches. But really, that ain't the right name. They ain't but one church. They ain't but one church, and they should be called meeting houses. If we're what we hope they are, this is a place where the saints of God meet. And why, how did they become saints? Because somebody pinned on them the name of saint? Some individual here on the face of the earth? No. They were sanctified. The Lord prayed to the Father in the 17th chapter of John. He said, Father, sanctify them by the truth. He said, Thy word is truth. And he said, therefore I sanctify myself. Why? Because he was the Word of God. He was truth. The Word of God was truth. It's impossible for God to lie. What's the Lord telling us here, though? He says, For which of you intendeth to build a tower, sitteth not down and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it, lest haply after that he hath laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, all that beholdeth it begin to mock him. Will God the Father and the Son be mocked? They were mocked. They were mocked. When Christ was here on the face of the earth, he was mocked. Brothers and sisters, but what's begun to happen? As you come and you follow Christ, as you follow Christ and you repent and you don't go out and take part in the things of the world and don't run with him and play with them and take part in the things they do, they mock you. And the Lord tells us that he that stands for righteousness, what's going to happen here? He's going to be persecuted. We've witnessed this from our days of our youth. When you wouldn't go along with the crowd, well, you're going to be put down by the crowd. This ain't something new. But thank the Lord, there's something different in you. There's something different in you. It's something that the world ain't got. 30th verse, it says, Saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king goeth to make war against another king and sitteth not down first and consulteth where he is able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else while the others is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassadors and desireth conditions of peace. In other words, if he can't defeat them, we're going to have to seek peace if he can't defeat them. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ didn't come down here to make a plea and a bargain. He, you know, the scripture that the Lord has given us is not a proclamation. It's not a proposition. It's not something seeking peace. But what the scriptures is, as far as eternal salvation is, it's a declaration. It's a declaration. What's he doing? He's declaring what he has done. That's what it is. It's a declaration. He's not putting it out here, well, if you'll do this, I'll give you eternal life. That ain't what it says. That ain't what it says at all. But what he is saying, he said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Now, did that sound like a proclamation, brother and sister? That sounds like a declaration. The gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death. And we died to the love of sin. Death has been appointed unto man once, and then cometh the judgment. Then cometh the judgment. All men shall die one time, the natural death. Yes, I understand there's a death to the love of sin, and if we don't have that, we're in a bad shape. But brother and sister, man is appointed once to die, and then cometh the judgment. Who's going to stand? Who's going to stand? Those that God foreknew. Those that God predestinated to be conformed to his son. Those that God said, Jacob have I loved. God commended his love toward us while he was yet sinners. Christ died for the ungodly. He died for us. The Lord said, I give thee the heathen. Who was it? I give thee the heathen. He told Christ, God the Father told the Son, said, I give thee the heathen for thine inheritance. Brethren, by nature of the flesh, we're still heathens. Do we love that heathen? That heathen part of us? Do we love that part of us? Do we hate our own flesh? You know, Paul said it this way. He said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? In other words, he said, to live after the flesh is to die. To live after the flesh is death. It is death. But to live through the Spirit, brothers and sisters, is to walk in the things of God, being led by the Spirit of God. The Lord said, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and have ordained you that you might walk in these things. Well, how did he give you power to walk in these things? It's not that I chose these things when I was dead, but brothers and sisters, but he works in us, and he works in us both the will and the do of his good pleasure. And he gives us these things. I want to go over here. I started on it a little bit, if I can find it, in Deuteronomy. But the firstborn. We know that Esau, of Jacob and Esau, or Esau and Jacob, that Esau was the firstborn. And Esau, by rights, was supposed to receive the blessings of his father. He was supposed to receive the blessings. But he sold his birthright. The angel spoke into Rebekah and said, the elder shall serve the younger. Brothers and sisters, Adam is serving, the children of the flesh are serving the children of promise. They're serving us. Brothers and sisters, your life before you was quickened of that Holy Spirit is serving you as your own self. Your body is serving the spiritual man. Your body is serving the spiritual man to lead you to understanding of what the work that God has done. By nature, we're the children of Adam, but by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. We have not obeyed. We have not obeyed and kept this body under subjection. But the Scripture says, we have obeyed from the heart. You know, Paul said, the desire is within me. He said, a law is formed in my members. But he said, how to perform it, I know not. He said, when I would do good, evil is present with me. And that I would do, I do not. And that I would not, that I do. Oh, wretched man that I am. What's he saying? Oh, heathen that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Brothers and sisters, he hated his flesh. Why? When? When he was under the law? Not really. Not really. He didn't hate his flesh when he was under the law. He said, I was alive without the law once. But he said, when the law came, sin revived, and I died. What death did he die? He died to the love of sin. He said, it rose up and it slew me. What, that's righteous, which is the law? Did the law slew me? No. He said, the law didn't slew me. He said, sin, that it might appear exceedingly sinful, said, sin slew me. In other words, sin condemned him. But the law was the knowledge of the sin, but it was the sin that condemned him. It's the sin in his body and his flesh that he began to hate. Is that not what happened to us? You know, I know we don't have. We wasn't struck down or fell on the road to Damascus like the Apostle Paul did. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you, we fell in the way. We fell in the way. And when we've been blessed by the grace of God to see the work that Christ has done in us, that quickening spirit, that we didn't know God. We didn't know God. Oh, we thought we were righteous. I'm as good as some and a whole lot better than others. I haven't done this, this, and this. It's, you know, there's a lot of people got that attitude today. You know, that wasn't the attitude of the Apostle Paul, was it? He says, I'm chief of sinners. He tells us that we shouldn't accept this. He didn't say, I was chief of sinners. He said, I am chief of sinners. He didn't say after he was born of the Spirit that he was chief, you know, before he was born, before he fell on the road to Damascus. But he's telling us he's chief of sinners after he fell on the road to Damascus. And that great light shone around about him. And he spoke that voice and it says, who art thou? And he said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Brother, what are you saying? If God had not foreloved, if he had not loved Paul before he fell on the road to Damascus, the Apostle Paul would have never been quickened by that Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, you go back to Cain and Abel, the sons of Adam and Eve. It says he had respect for Abel and his offering, but he had not respect for Cain and his offering. Why was that, brothers and sisters? The scripture teaches us that we're not to be like Cain, who was of the wicked one. We're not to be like Cain, who was of the wicked one. He wasn't of God, brothers and sisters, in the sense that he was a chosen child of God, but he was of the wicked one. Brothers and sisters, he'll abide with the wicked one. He'll follow after the ways of the wicked one here on the face of the earth, because the work of God that's within him and with his bosom, it'll always be of the wicked one. And when he comes to an eternal damnation, I'll tell you that Cain will be there just like Esau. Why? How? How will they be there? Brothers and sisters, those that he foreknew, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Are you saying that God predestinated men to damnation? No, I can't say that. But he foreknew. There's a lot of difference between foreknowledge and predestination. When man fell, what did he do? Those that he didn't love, he left them right where they was in that fallen state. And if they'll do good, and have the good works of men, but how can a man do good that is evil? Hey, do we understand what the fall is? Can I change my spots? Can I change this corruption to incorruption that cannot be corrupted? Can I change it? Brothers and sisters, with those that were foreknew, they were predetermined to be with God. Predetermined, predestinated, predetermined their destination. Was it determined that man should die? The Lord told Adam, he said, the day thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. He said, the day thou eatest. It wasn't determined that man should die until Adam eat. But the day that Adam eat, it was determined that he would die. But the firstborn received the blessing. You know, these that are the children of flesh, these are not the sons of God. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. In Isaac shall thy seed be called. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, if Abraham had done a work, Abraham would have had a right to boast, but not before God. Why? Because Abraham didn't do any work, but he believed. What did he believe? He believed the report that was given him. What was it told him? Yes, I know he laughed, and Sarah laughed at first when the Lord told him. You know, when I first began to hear these things, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated, you know, I laughed too within myself. God is not righteous to do such a thing. But what does it say down there? It says, who art thou, old man, that can reply against God? Has the thing that is formed, can it say to he that's formed him, why hast thou made me thus? Can it say that? Brothers and sisters, the Lord made me a vessel of wrath. You know, I'll put it this way. The scripture says this. It says, in every great house, there is vessels of honor, and there's vessels of dishonor. There's some of wood and stubble, and there's some of gold and silver. And said, when the fire cometh, is when it's tried, he said, the wood and stubble is consumed, but the gold and silver is purified. Brothers and sisters, when the word of God is come, and you're reproved and you're rebuked, and all these things is before you, I'll tell you, it's like a flaming fire. It's like a fuller smoke. So what does it do? It cleanses you. The Lord told his disciples at one time, he said, you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. You're clean through the word. What do you tell Timothy to do? Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word. He said, be instant in season, out of season. He said, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with much longsuffering and doctrine. And brothers and sisters, I'm not wanting to bring something up here that the scripture don't teach. I'm not wanting to do that in the least, but I am wanting to get what the scripture says. I want to milk it. I want to squeeze it. I want to get it out of what the scripture says. I don't want to leave part of it there. I want it. I want it. I want what the word says. I don't want what this man says and that man says, but I want what the Word says. I've turned to Deuteronomy 21. I'll start at the 15th verse. It says, if a man have two wives, one beloved and another hated. There's that loved and hated. If one loved and another hated. If a man have two wives, one beloved and another hated, and they have bore him children, both the beloved and the hated, and if the firstborn sons be heir that was hated, in other words, if the first one was by the wife that was hated, then it shall be, when he maketh his sons an inheritance, that that which is hated, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated. Well, you say, David, if the Lord hated Esau and he loved Jacob, well, Esau was the born of the he was born and that was hated. But Jacob got the blessing. Well, let's look at something else. You know, there was one that was born. That's the reason I pointed out. There was one that was born before Adam was born on the face of the earth. The scripture says, the children of flesh, these are not the children of God, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. The angel spoken to Rebekah and told Rebekah, said, there's two nations formed in thy womb. Why do these, she asked, said, why are this is within me. Why does this within me, are there such a wrestle, are there such a fight within me? Well, I want to ask you something. Is there a fight within you? Is there something wrestling within you that won't let you rest? Is there something taking place within you that troubles you all the time? Brothers and sisters, there was something in Rebekah that the one was against the other continuously. When you see the things of this world going on, and I'm ashamed to say it, but it's true, in some respect, I find that I know if it wasn't by the grace of God, I'd be right out there in it, right in the midst of it, taking part in it. I would be the head leader in it if it wasn't by the grace of God, which constrains us. If he didn't constrain me, is there not a cross within us? But he said, she said, there's two, he told her there's two nations in thy womb. Well, Jacob was a son of the firstborn. Jacob was of the seed of promise. Cain was of the flesh. He was not the seed of promise. The firstborn, brothers and sisters, John said it this way. John said, there's a man that cometh after me, was preferred before me, for he was before me. Well, they say, well, Jesus Christ was born 6 months after John. Brothers and sisters, there was life before it was manifest. The life, but Jesus Christ was the only begotten of the Father. Now you tell me which one was born first. Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. Amen. But I will tell you, that Son was in his Father. And that Son didn't come forth till the Father was moved to speak. And then the Word of God came forth. And there's your first birth. Then where was that? No man hath seen God, but he that's in the bosom of God hath declared him. He that is in the bosom of God declared him. Jesus told his disciples when he's here. They said, Lord, it suffices us if thou show us the Father. He said, have I been so long with you and you ain't seen the Father? He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Brothers and sisters, do we not know this Spirit that dwells? And brothers, you know, it's in you. The Spirit's within you. That's the reason you know the Son and the Father. Brother, the Spirit abides within you, and that Spirit wrestles with the flesh, and you have this contrary way in this one body. You have the flesh against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. But brothers and sisters, if we be children of God, the firstborn got the blessing. All the children of the firstborn, all the children of the firstborn, all the children of Christ All the children of that quickening spirit will receive the blessing. I've done quoted it twice, but I can't get it now. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The gift. If we through the flesh follow after the things of the flesh, we shall die. But brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, if we're led by the Spirit of God, even though these bodies go back to the ground from which they came, we shall live forevermore. Do we believe this? Are you children of the firstborn? You know, why are you children of the firstborn? Me and Brother Ricky was talking earlier back here at the back. You know, the scripture says, if you be risen with Christ, it says, seek those things which are above. Set your affections on things that are above. For your life is hid in Christ, in God. Your life. Brethren, you understand that by the gift of God, life came forth from God, which was the Word of God, Jesus Christ, whatever you want to call him, it's the same individual. And yet what is it? Is he an individual? You look at it, he's an individual and a multitude at the same time. I had never thought about that. He's an individual and a multitude at the same time. Know ye not that you are the tabernacle of the living God? Know you not that you are members of the body of Christ? You're multitude at the same time, and yet you're one. Oh, Lord. I ain't got started on this, but I don't know what time it is. But brothers and sisters, when he started to build this house, you reckon he's seen and he's fretting, he's rubbing his hands and worried, well, I ain't got enough stones to go in the building. I ain't got enough timbers. I've got the foundation and the chief cornerstone here, but I ain't gonna find enough timbers to finish this building. And I'm